You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi everyone, Lucy Franks here. Today I want to share with you the amazing autobiography, Keep Laughing, written by the multi-talented Chris McCausland.
Introduction. Although when I wrote this book, I called this bit the foreword. It's been changed to introduction for some reason. No idea why. Don't know what the difference between the two is. Introduction, foreword. Although I didn't even call it a foreword, did I? I called it a forward, because I'd never seen it written down before. Forward, as in the opposite of backward. But it's not that. It's a foreword. Although it's not even that, is it? It's an introduction. So, there we go. There's the introduction.
Having a similar eye condition to Chris, who is now completely blind, I have been following his career from his early days of stand-up comedy and panel shows to actor, presenter, Strictly Champion, and beyond with great interest. So I ordered his book as soon as I found out about it. However, I did not read it straight away. I was concerned how reading about someone else's sightless journey would affect me. So I had to wait until the time was right to start reading it. Although I knew it would be funny, I also expected, like his stand-up, it would also include moments of reflection and sadness too, as he recounted his sight loss and how he dealt with it. And I was right. The book goes from early childhood to the challenges and fun of school and teenage life, through the various stages of adult life and sight loss, all the way to winning Strictly Come Dancing in 2026 with Diane Boswell.
I was born in Liverpool. I was born on a Wednesday, just about. I was born 25 minutes before it would have been a Thursday, that particular midnight crossover from one day to the next being exactly slap bang, right in the middle of June 1977. It seems a bit silly to go back as far as your own birth when writing an autobiography. After all, it's not like we can remember any of it, and surely that's the point of an autobiography, isn't it? A first-hand account of life's events, experiences, triumphs and tribulations, as best as you can recall them anyway. After 9 months of solitary confinement, I caught a glimpse of daylight and decided to make a dash for it. I charged forward, despite the passage ahead seeming much too narrow, and somehow managed to squeeze myself through to freedom before I was immediately ambushed by giants. Nah, surely any autobiography that bothers to go back this far is at this point really just a biography of some baby. A third-hand account of just some baby that we have no memory of ever being, but that would one day become us, once we finally finish booting them properly and were able to access the hard drive. Only then are we able to start archiving fragments of experience for later inclusion in a book. So why have I dragged you all back here? Well, I do have a point, and this just felt like the best place to make it. So sit tight for a moment and let me try and set the scene as best I can. For someone who wasn't actually there, of course.
We hear a plethora of funny stories, including his standout performance in the school nativity and how he was able to access horror movies at his local cinema at a much too early age. We also hear about how his parents' and friends' attitudes to his poor eyesight helped shape his, how it felt realising it was time to give something up or change how it was done. I cried with laughter at the McDonald's toilet story and had tears in my eyes as he talked about becoming a father and his dance to You'll Never Walk Alone. I would highly recommend the audiobook to anyone thinking of reading Keep Laughing. Not only do you get to hear Chris's words read by the man himself, you also get extra little insights not in the written version, like how he was able to record the audio version, as well as a bit of comedic ad lib here and there, I'm pretty sure. I've been lucky enough to meet Chris a couple of times, and he was the same genuine and funny guy you see on the stage or the telly box. He is very relatable, and so is this book.
Because of the family history, sight loss and blindness were always just part of normal life growing up. My nan never let her blindness phase her, well, certainly not in front of me anyway. She would laugh about misfortune and frustration and set the tone for how my family would try to relate to our sight loss. When I was a teenager, probably around 13 years old, my dad was cleaning the inside of the living room windows. "Here you go, hold this for me, will you?" he said, and I opened my hands to take what he was offering me. He dropped something small and light into my open hand and I couldn't tell what it was. I fiddled, poked and rolled it between my fingers to see if I could figure it out, but I didn't have a clue. What is it? I asked. Oh, that, he said. It's a dead wasp. My parents broke out in hysterical laughter as I flung the hideous dried corpse as far away from myself as I could manage and ran off to wash me contaminated hands. I hated insects and creepy crawlies, and the fact that I'd been playing with a dead one, trying to work out what it was because I couldn't see it, well, they thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Somebody phoned social services. Even now, when I reminded them of this, they broke out into almost the same amount of laughter as they did back then. Some people never grow up.
I wholeheartedly recommend Keep Laughing, especially if you're a fan, especially if you or someone you know is on a sight loss journey, but also if you just really enjoy a book that makes you laugh and cry in equal measure. Although the book is just over 10 hours long, it didn't seem a long read. If that seems a long time to you, you can always read it as I did in small chunks. If you would like to give Keep Laughing by Chris McCausland a read, you can access it and a whole online catalogue of titles for free through the RNIB library. Just visit readingservices.rnib.org.uk. Thank you for listening to my book recommendation, and I hope you enjoy this book should you decide to read it.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.